This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Schneidman, I just walk 1170. You owe it to yourself to take a look. This property should be viewed by architectural students, both landscape and building. In the guest house is a naked lady. I just thought that maybe that would prompt you to go there to take a look, but there is a naked lady in the guest house. Seriously.
It was the truth, but not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There was a picture of a naked lady in the guest house. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, syndicated political columnist for 50 years, just celebrated 50 years, at least at the LA Times. He's been doing it even longer. George Skelton is returning. And he's been writing a lot of recent columns. There's the elections and the primary and some interesting things to talk to him about. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment. And I did something. I know I must have done this, but I never did it consistently. And I started to wonder why, because it's kind of an interesting stat. You know, I'm going to tell you the year-to-date median sales price is $2,262,500. At one time, you know, we're on the 13th week of the year for the week ending March 29th, 2024. You know, at the beginning, the first 6 weeks, it was like $2,450,000. So, and then we look at the weekly, you know, median price, or sometimes I'll tell you the median price of what's active and on the market. What's active and on the market right now, the median price is $3.6 million, but that includes the ones that are in escrow. We have 69 listings in escrow. So if you looked at the net number of listings, in other words, active only, the median price jumps, okay? It was $3.6 million. For the 207 listings that are on the market, including what's in escrow, $3.6 million. Then you take off the 69 that are in escrow, and the median price jumps up to $4,350,000 because higher-end properties are on the market, and they're sitting there. And it's always seemed to be that way. So you get the new listings this week at you know, median price almost $2.6 million. No, it's a lot lower than the two other numbers I just gave you. So if what's coming on the market, that's good, and people can afford to buy a lower price home. But this week, I took a look at those 69 listings, and I have a safe search, and I was just able to click off and just check the pending, and boom, the same number came up, 69. And the median price was $2,450,000. Now, are all 69 listings going to close in the next 30 to 60 days? Probably not. Some will close at asking, under asking, over asking. But it's an interesting indicator that I could have been looking at for the last 26 years, and I'm sorry I let you down. So, and I think one time, I know I did this, I took the 69 listings and I saved them to a listing cart, and then 60 days, 90 days later, I was supposed to check again to see how many did close and what was the median price to compare. And that's still buried somewhere. Maybe I could find that. But that's kind of interesting. So year-to-date, $2,262,500 single-family residences only for the first 13 weeks of the year, ending March 29th. And last year at this time is $2,170,000. 2022 is $2,360,000. And I think last week I mentioned pretty much the median price is higher for some reason at the beginning of the year, the first quarter or so. It seems to settle down, except twice it didn't. I had 2 years of exceptions. And number of sales. Oh, before I jump to the number of sales, so year to date, $2,262,500, first 13 weeks. And we're getting some information hot off the press right now, as a matter of fact. I can hear the printer going. The first, so let's compare. What is $2,262,500 for the first 13 weeks? Well, the second 6 months of last year was 2,160,000. So the first 13 weeks here, we've actually bumped up a little. The first 6 months of 2023 was even higher, 2,252,000. So the second 6 months of 2023, the median price dropped a little bit. Okay. What about the number of sales, you ask? Do we do enough on the median price? Well, just for perspective, 2015, the first 13 weeks, the median price was $1,160,000, and now it's $2,262,000, so almost double. Doesn't mean your house doubled, it means what's selling doubled. Number of sales, oh no, let's go to Montecito only, 5.7 million year-to-date median price. Last year, 5.3, year before that, 5.7, 4.6. I didn't go back as far as 2015, but in 2017, it was 2.8 million. Basically, for 3 years in a row, it's like 2.8, 4 years in a row. 2017 to 2020, the first 13 weeks of Montecito is basically 2.8, give or take some change. And then in 2021, it jumped to 4.6, then 5.7, 5.3, and now 5.7. So Montecito, now, but here's even kind of more shocking to me. 35 sales in Montecito year to date, first 13 weeks. Last year, it was 22. But looking back at 2017, 18, and 19, the year to date in Montecito only for 13 weeks was 32, 28, and 31. That was back then when the median price was 2.8 million. And now here we are, 2024. We actually have a higher, I mean, we haven't been seeing, you know, sales have been dropping the last 2-3 years. We're at a little bit of a bump from last year, but that's not saying much. It was so low to begin with. So I thought that was interesting. In terms of the total number of sales year to date, we're at 164 sales. Last year, this time, 148. And going back to 2015, I can't find it that low. In 2016, it was 173. That's pretty close to this year's 164. Again, that's the first 13 weeks number of single family sales, 1.3 million in 2016. And today, 2,262,500. So 164 sales, last year, 148. And the year before that, 253, skipping 2021 because it's the unicorn year. 2020 was 277. 242, 216, 232. So you're in the 250 range, 240 range for the first 13 weeks. And yet this year, 164, and last year, 148. So that's perspective. And in terms of number of sales per week, 12.62 sales per week for the first 13 weeks. And 2023 total was 13.25 sales per week. So, you know, I think we're going to catch up. What do you think? You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with syndicated columnist out of the Sacramento Bureau for the LA Times, George Skelton.